Hi, and welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. My name is Nicola.
And I'm Vlad.
I think we have a great episode for you this week. We are here joined by Master Chief and his friends, and they're going to chime in whenever they have something to say. That's right?
And this is Studio A.
No, this is Studio C.
Oh, Studio C, right.
Yeah, you should know your letters. Yes, this is in Studio C in the main campus. This is where all the magical Xbox and HoloLens and all kinds of other cool stuff are happening. There's a lot of rooms here where you can't go in. You have to have your fingerprint scanned, and I don't know what they do. Maybe they do some kind of check on your body for weapons or other secrets. I don't know what they do, but it's very secretive. You can't really go anywhere, but it's a fun building.
It is. The lobby is fun, yeah.
Yeah. We have some stories to go through, right?
We have some stories. And actually, this week is a big week for Microsoft
on
campus. We call it 1 week. And apart from two big internal events, which is we just call it 1 week hackathon event, and Tech Ready, which is a technical event for Microsoft people in the field around the world. So they just come here to Seattle.
So Seattle is filled with Microsoft employees from all around the world around this week. Yeah.
There is Imagine Cup happening right now, by the way. The final stage of Imagine Cup is happening right now. And this is a big contest basically for students around the world. They make cool, innovative projects. They come here. And there are judges, and they decide like what project is the coolest one, and they celebrate.
Yeah, it's a really cool event. It happens every year around this time. We have students from high school, even colleges, from places all around the world, from different continents. They come here, they meet a bunch of engineers, and they present their project they've been working on for a year in front of all these engineers, and there's prizes, and then they get mentorship, which is very important and very cool. It's a very good opportunity for everybody.
Exactly. So next story is about Stack Overflow and Microsoft.
Yeah,
we have really have a lot of collaboration with the collaboration pieces with the Stack Overflow. But this one is very special. Microsoft docs.microsoft.com team actually made an agreement with an integration with the Stack Overflow. And very soon, they're going to have integration, Microsoft documentation is going to be integrated with Stack Overflow. So whatever topic you want to learn, you want to read about, you will read the actual documentation, basically references we have and articles we have around that. And also, you will see code samples on this topic, you will see discussions on this topic, you will see tips and tricks on this topic available on Stack Overflow. And you will be able to vote, you will be able to reply, so all these regular Stack Overflow stuff will be there. And
the cool thing about this is that Stack Overflow documentation is all user-generated and user-edited. It's kind of like Wikipedia for code documentation.
Exactly.
So anybody can kind of just go in there and do it. So you can go in there and then write documentation, and everyone can see the history. So it's really cool. It's in everyone's control, in the community's control, to make sure that documentation that we use is up-to-date and it's up there. And, getting curated in the first place, but also being community managed.
Yeah. You remember, we have plugins for getting Stack Overflow documentation in certain API calls in Visual Studio.
We have it in documentation. All the time. You go in and you can say, I need this, and it just enters the code from Stack Overflow answers into your Visual Studio, and it's just, you can edit it from there.
Really, because nobody can code these days without Stack Overflow. Next topic. Chakra
Core. Yeah, so we released the Chakra Core source code earlier this year, I believe in January. It only runs on Windows, but it's the engine that actually was our interpreter for JavaScript, for Internet Explorer, and for other things.
And it's pretty fast.
It's really fast, yeah. And then we've done a lot of improvements since. But not recently, this week, we announced that we are working to get it working across platform. So now it works onto Linux and Mac OS X.
Yes, so basically, originally this project was started for replacing V8 in Node.js, and they did it, so now you can run Node.js, for example, on Universal Windows platform on IoT Core on Windows. And basically, now you can run Node.js on Linux using Chakra, and it opens a lot of cool things for you.
Yeah, it's a competition. We always get improvements. Some things are better at some things are better at other things. Yeah. So this way you have choices at what you use, which is good. Always good.
Yeah, it's always good. Competition is awesome.
Yeah.
Monopoly is bad. SSH.
SSH, so, yeah. So we haven't had SSH. We've been talking about this for a while now. We haven't had SSH support in our Git repos on TFS online or TFS, VSO. Yeah. But now we've actually started supporting it. So if you can go and you can get some SSH security support for your Git repos into your VSO.
Yeah, so if you use it for your projects and yeah. like the security is super important. Yeah,
just
and
just get your keys
us,
and yeah. just put them into VSO and you're good to go.
Good to go.
Unreal Engine.
This is cool. Unreal Engine 4. So, you know, that, like, there is a lot of game engines, but there are very few, there is a very few cool game engines. And on the Universal Windows platform, we have Unity since Windows Phone 8, I believe, mm-hmm. right? We also have things like Cocos, Marmalade, and like a bunch of cool stuff.
A lot of choices again.
Yeah. yeah. But out of two biggest engines, which is Unity and Unreal, we only had Unity. And for the Unreal Engine, Microsoft Studios are making a lot of games based on Unreal Engine. So we actually had Unreal Engine internally for Universal Windows platform for years. So starting from just Windows runtime, mm-hmm. back in Windows 8 times. Now, we finally merged all our changes with the original Unreal Engine code, and now Unreal Engine for Universal Windows platform is available for everyone.
Yeah, we've been using it, and then now everyone has access to it. If you have a license for Unreal, this is already part of it too, so you can use it with your licenses.
Big deal.
Yeah, it's been a big deal. Botless.
Botless.
So there was a conference about a month ago in San Francisco, all about bots. So it's all about how bots work, where bots are heading. You know, we've had personal assistants for a while. We've had Siri and Cortana, Google Now, and Facebook M. But you know, there's a lot more we can do, and there's a lot more that we can do for cross-platform as well. And we had a two-day conference where a lot of people in the bot community came in and they did a lot of talks about where the bot frameworks are going and everything. And all this is on demand now, so you can go and watch it. There's a link down below, so you can go check out all the videos and everybody is talking about all the cool stuff that they're working on.
I love it.
Yeah.
Going to Magic of Scott Hanselman. There are two blog posts made around the .NET command line. You know that with the new .NET Core mm-hmm. kind of framework available across platforms, we have a new command line tool, which is yeah. .NET.
It runs cross-platform everywhere.
And there is a very simple command line tool for creating projects based on templates, mm-hmm. like from command line, not like from Visual Studio Wizard or like.
So yeah, you can do things like .NET new, and we'll mm-hmm. just create you a blank new console app with Hello World in there. You do .NET new -t web, and we'll create you a new web API projects. Mm-hmm. And Scott goes through, in the first blog post, he goes through all the different templates, kind of thing you can create, and how you can do even tests and stuff like that, how you can run these projects and edit them with whatever text editor or Visual Studio Code or on any platform.
In fact, you can do .NET build, .NET yeah. test,
everything
.NET publish, like everything through the command line.
And then he did spend a whole blog post on just the web API, and starting from creating a web API, minimalistic web mm-hmm. API, adding some things, and then just running it. And it's just very straightforward and very easy to read, and it's just very, very cool if you just want to get started.
Yeah, going from like multi-platform to just multi-platform. There is a blog post about designing your application for different universal devices, for different screen sizes.
Yeah.
And it's very typical these days that people started in the past on Windows Phone, and now they want to bring their application to different Windows devices, Windows 10 devices, which is a desktop or Xbox. And Rajesh, here in this blog post, actually discuss how you can do it.
Yeah, and he talks about different types of design principles that you can use, or design templates that you might be able to use, things like detail and master view and stuff like that. How would you design these, and how this will work on, let's say, from a small phone factor mm-hmm. to a big screen, even the Xbox and IoT devices, etc. So there's a lot there, and it's very helpful information.
Yeah. Python. Oh, this is a good thing to talk about.
So Iron Python has been I think it's been going on for a while. In 2010, I think it went into the community and community mm-hmm. started managing it. But around 2014, kind of the development of it kind of stopped. Yeah. Not many people developing it. And now there was an announcement that the development moved hands from one main developer to the other.
Yeah.
And they're going to start supporting it again. They're moving it to Python 3. It's really cool. If you don't know about IronPython, it's really cool. It allows you to integrate with .NET objects and .NET libraries and .NET into Python and even access .NET APIs through Python. And
just you can imagine it's like Python plus
on top .NET, of the .NET framework.
Which is cool. Yeah. You have access to all .NET framework libraries. If there is a cool .NET like package or the .NET library you want to use, you can use it from Python and in a really easy way, not with
and
building.
And hopefully, we'll just change. We'll see more and more updates to it and keep it up to date.
And hopefully, we will be able to use it across different platforms where .NET now can run.
It works everywhere. Yeah. Absolutely.
Awesome. So peaks
of the week. Let's do it.
Cool.
That's yours.
That's yours. My peak of the week is actually Unity 5.4. It was in beta and release candidate stages for months, and now it's out with a bunch of improvements in terms of new APIs, in terms of new things for rendering, for graphics, for cloud build, for texturing, and we discussed it 2 weeks ago about how they made the add-in demo with the new texturing tools. And this is all now released, hopefully stable and out. You can start using it right now. And there is a blog post where they described all the improvements they've made. Again, reiterate on a bunch of things they were talking about, like step by step, one by one. Now it's like everything in one blog post with a bunch of links to
So it's one way to get started immediately and then start making some awesome games and our applications.
Yay.
And cool, and my pick of the week is, this is interesting. As developers, we're not known as good designers most of the times. So you kind of just go in and
He's
do whatever
you want. He's a good designer.
That's what he says. Anyway, there's a really good blog post that just got released on how to add colors to your design. And I think this is targeted towards people that haven't really done much design, but they've done a lot of development. It talks about how color is important, talks about all the different properties of the color, how to choose right colors, points you to some resources on how to get good templates for colors and which colors go together with what colors. It's a really great plot book. It's not very long, but it has a lot of packed information in it. And I think it's just very important for any developer who's doing any kind of UI to just learn about colors, you know, how color works into UI and how to get more users to click on more things just because you've changed one single color.
Colors.
Color is important. It's not black and white anymore.
Exactly.
Anyway, that's our show. Master Chief was kind of quiet throughout the show. I think he's a little bit shy, but we'll get him out there next time. Thanks for joining us.
Something on my back.
Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next week.
Have fun. Bye.